always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is Yada the King Radio. Man, what I'm gonna do, man, we're doing a couple of interviews behind the scenes. We're gonna do an interview with The King and I. They are a young group. Actually, this is the second generation Christian hip hop in their family, which I think is pretty tight, man. Their parents are Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. We're gonna interview them as well this weekend. It's going down, man. I got a couple more interviews that we're going to do. So they're not live because they're just getting settled in, trying to get everything situated for this tour, man. They've been on the road for a total of 4 months, man, and not on airplanes, in a van. And it's their whole family. That's why they call it the family tour, you know what I'm saying, or the family business tour. So we're going to talk to the two young cats who are actually twins, man, 16-year-old twins repping God. We're going to get it in with them, man. We're going to, I'm actually do a little bit different. I'm going to have the fun facts on the podcast this time, so that they can, share what's going down. So you can, you know, get a little feel for what they like. You know what I'm saying? While I was interviewing them, they was telling me about video games that they was into, and I didn't even know anything about them, man. I was like, okay, I don't know about that game. And they almost left. They almost hung up. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, nah, let's not do that, man. That'd be a bad look for the Yada the King Radio show. So that's really what it is, man. Hey, I want y'all to be encouraged. Continue to do this thing for the King. If you know somebody in your area, man, that might even be going through something and you think, man, somebody needs to talk about that topic, hit us up, man. I would love to talk on topics that you guys are dealing with. So if you got a topic, something just going through your head and you're like, man, I need somebody to talk about this, give me a call, 425-243-4285. That's the Yada the King line. Once again, that's 425-243-4285. And you can leave us topic information or go to our Facebook and Twitter at Yada the King, pretty much on both of those. Or you can just hit us up at yadatheking.com. The website, email me, yadatheking@gmail, man. I got some new music. I actually got these songs from some free downloads that are out there, man. And I'm working on getting Braille on the show. So I was like, man, let's get Braille on, man. He got this new album that he's giving out for free, man. You guys need to go check it out. This song is called Native Lungs. Man, I like the West Coast feel. So let's go. Yeah.
September 22nd, firstborn son, got my feet wet in a city of rain. Learned how to walk in the muddy terrain. Use my tape decks to study the rap game. Been around for a while, seen a lot of things change. This is my native land, language I understand. Before I made records, I was a fan. I was in the East Coast mostly. The Lifesavers were my favorite group locally. 2000 Cream Team with the speakers on max. And the DJ would scratch with his sneakers on his hands, man. You could find me in the front row with the double X clothes on. Pockets full of paper that I wrote on. Always had rhymes with me. That's why I know how to write them so quickly.
West Coast native. West Coast native. Native. West Coast. West Coast native. West Coast native.
Where was I? Let me pick up where I left off. A few 2 years after hammer pants and crisscross. I took it serious, notebooks, pencil lead. Flow go with the beat like a needle and thread. Needle to the record, freestyling in my room. No audience, letting the bass go boom. For the love of it, and that's the native lung of it. Back then, never knew what would become of it. Before I had my driver's license, I was analyzing who could rhyme the nicest. Shy and silent, but something inside was rising. Each step got more surprising.
West Coast native. West Coast native. Native. West Coast. West Coast native. West Coast native.
Yeah. I learned the hard way. Nobody taught me how. Kept flowing even though I had a sloppy style. Didn't know how to count my bars right. Must have learned how to play my cards right. So many MCs light years ahead of me. What can I do that hasn't been done already? Not much, I'm a novice in this. Made mistakes, I can't go back and fix it. I was wicked, never sought forgiveness. Never thought I'd write rhymes with the gospel in it. I'm not the El Capitan or Lieutenant. Things never pan how I plan, I admit it. Thank God I repented, I was so foolish. I thought I could get saved by the music, but he chose me. It's a lot to take in, and that's how the story begins. Let's get it in.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I feel like this, like that. But you know what? It don't matter what I feel like. Like
feelings come, yeah, and feelings go,
yeah.
That's a roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. If we try to grow,
don't even go.
Yeah.
Don't even go.
Yeah. Alone, staring at the ceiling, trying to figure out what in the world I am feeling. Okay. I know I ain't mad, but I know I ain't rejoicing. Somewhere off in limbo, this is like a subtle poison. Eating out my conscience, tripping on some nonsense. Feeling overdrawn and searching for a deposit. Texting instead of reading, I could be interceding for the brothers out in Egypt or the couples out of Eden. And it's some heavy breathing. When you were in a hurry at the intersection, like the shade of Michael Jordan's jersey, I'm wishing it would hurry. Hurry and go, Larry Bird. Feet on the cast, flying off like a canary bird. The cycle cannot be recycled. If you've seen an uppercase I, then you've seen a typo. Put a dot on that letter, just edit out the rifle. I know you're feeling low, I'm just saying be mindful of that.
Feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. If we try to grow,
don't even go. Don't even go. Feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go. Stand on that word that don't change. If we try to grow, don't even go. Don't even go.
I am but a speck, a grain of sand blown in the wind you can't catch. Yeah, whizzing through your hands, only God can intercept. And thank you for your opinions, only God can interject. Yeah, I know that he can, just don't know if he will. See, I'm a peaceful man, but the time I wanna kill. And I am on fire, but sometimes I wanna chill. Some telling me to run, some telling me be still. That's kinda confusing, and the feelings are congruent. So I'm looking at these blue skies, searching for a blueprint. The funds are not conducive, so questions are intrusive. Sifting through the smell, and these bills are a nuisance. Nah, option but crying out. Yeah, this is not a game, there are no timeouts. So, looking for my helpmate, so I guess I'll find out. But if lust is logged in, then I guess I'll sign out. Though I am all alone, that is just a feeling, cause the king that's on the throne, he is near, not far, he is here on guard. And I'ma crash if I let these feelings drive the car. Cause,
feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. If we try to grow,
don't even go. Don't even go. Feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. If we try to grow,
don't even go. Don't even go.
It'll be okay.
Truth is,
the Lord'll make a way.
Truth is,
sin ain't gotta win. Walk in the spirit and just trust in him. Yeah, the problem so small to a great mighty God that sits so tall. Yeah, the truth is you are made in his image to a great mighty God that has no limits. Yeah, the truth is pain endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning at the sunlight. And the truth is everything won't stay the same, and one day the whole world will bow before his name.
Feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change if we try to grow.
Don't even go, don't even go. Feelings come,
they come,
and feelings go.
But they
that's
go.
The roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change if we try to grow.
Don't even go, don't even go.
Change. Yeah. Distinguish feelings from truth. Don't go down that roller coaster, man. Reflect.
Rock Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more.
Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach.
Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa.
Mark Arthur's The Obligation.
Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Campino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chase,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to like totally cool.
Available at
totally
iTunes,
cool.
Amazon,
eMusic,
Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Serving the fight of faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss a show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.
That was a homie Reflect. The song was called Stand On That. Check out the music video too, man. It's a fresh video, man. And I'm gonna do this, man. I'm joined by two twins, man. Their names are Shem and Seth. And man, look, this is how we do it on the Yada Da King Radio Show. We always get started with the testimonies, man. So can y'all, let me have Shem, you share your testimony first, bro.
Man. Well, you know, really, we just came from a Christian home. People that know Miss and Mrs. Taylor, those are my parents. And, you know, if you guys know anything about them, they're two Christian artists. And, you know, we were kind of just born in the atmosphere of Christian hip-hop or Christian R&B, whatever. And you know, it really what we saw in our parents, we kind of just took that and kind of just grabbed them really what we could, because whenever they went out to tour, they would drag us along. You know, we all saw that they're trusting God and everything. And, you know, my testimony is just really, you know, to really take God and really take it for yourself. Because, you know, if you're born in a Christian home, a lot of people will kind of take that as like some bad responsibility. Like, my dad is a big Christian rapper. And like, I'm like, you feel all this, like, this pressure and stuff. You know, I just took that as a challenge from God. I took it, started rapping God for myself. And, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Let me have your brother share his testimony as well. They twins, y'all. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. being in the same house with my brother, like, we kind of went through like the same kind of testimony as well. Like, as he said, like, we had to pretty much, like, find Christ, like, for ourselves. So, like, we had to get ourselves together for God, like, for ourselves, not just because our family was already a Christian family.
Yeah.
But, we, like, really had to, like, search ourselves and, like, really had to figure out who we thought God was and if we thought he was real or not through our own life. And but really, like, my parents' lives has been such an influence on mine. So, like,
yeah.
Because, like, we would see them, like, you know, trusting God, like, with, like, faith, like no other. So, like, for me to, like, think that God wasn't real would be just foolish within itself, you know what I mean? Because we, like, follow, like, God, like, working their lives so many times that, like, there would be no reason for me to, you know, walk away from it until I walk away from it, you know what I mean? So that's pretty much, like, how I became a Christian and that kind of stuff, because through my parents.
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. Let me ask you guys this. Was there anybody else besides your parents? I know you guys still had to go to school, had to go to different places. Was there anybody else in your life that influenced you for God? You know what I'm saying? Let us know. But what's up?
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, because what I said before, my parents used to take us on tour a lot. They would drag us along with them. And, you know, that kind of lifestyle, you kind of meet people a lot. And you know, I can't necessarily really pick in a certain amount of the names or anything, but you know, I would have to say that my parents are probably the main influence in our lives. I mean, musically wise, because we weren't you know, raised in a home where secular music was really invited, which became true to us in the future. But you know, people like, you know, like the Craze, like you have a 1-1-3 click and everything like that. You know, people like that have really spoken to my life. And, you know, people like, you know, man, you know, it's a long list. I'll tell you that much. It is a long list. God has definitely put a lot of people in our lives.
Yeah.
That just really spoken to our lives, man. It's just crazy. I can't necessarily really pinpoint one person necessarily, but I'll have to tell my parents, mainly.
Let me ask you guys this, man. How do you guys, as young men in God, first of all, how old are y'all? Y'all's twins, so one of y'all can answer that.
We are 16, man.
Okay, sweet, yep. 16. We gonna talk about y'all being young.
Oh, nah.
We gonna talk about y'all being young and saved later on in the show, man. I'm gonna go to one of your guys' first songs, and let me see what it is called. It's called "Done With It All." Done with all that. From
yes,
the King
sir.
And I. Now tell me, let me have Shim, you tell me about this track right here.
Really, it's a simple concept. Really, what we're talking about is that when you come into God and when God really starts to work inside your life, you know, we're finally able to say, with certain struggles that we used to struggle with in the world, we're actually finally able to say, man, I am done with all that. You know, that true freedom that you get in God, we can finally say to these things that we never thought that we would ever get freedom from, and finally in God be able to say that I am done with all that mess, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what's up, man. And who you guys got producing? I heard you guys even got, like, a special producer behind the scenes that be doing a lot of this work with y'all, man. Who's that?
Our special producer is actually our older brother, so that's actually a big blessing within itself.
DT!
So, like, our older brother actually produces, like, more than half of our beats and our songs like that. So, it's, like, it's really, truly, like, a whole, like, family business. Like, a whole family business kind of thing, you know what I mean? So, like, our older brother, GC, like, really takes that job and really does a good job with it.
That's what's up, man. So, let's hop into this joint. Done with all that. The King and I, Yada the King Radio, let's go.
No more, homie. We land it all down. Go ahead and turn your volume all the way up.
What you think about that?
We in the building.
Let's go ahead and grind this thing out for him right quick.
Look at that whip on 24s rolling by. Look at that dude with swagger, man, you know he fly.
probably got so much money that it reached the sky. I'm thinking if I don't got these things, I might as well just die. You seen the iPod, it got like 100 gigs. Brand new cell phone, touch screen, internet. I'm looking at these things like I really needed it. Just to feel accepted, I was uncompleted. From the fresh kicks, custom clothes, fitted hats, yeah, that was my goal. But now I know, nothing but God can fill my soul. It's all temporary, one day these things will be gone. I'm not saying that you cannot have nice things, dude. I'm saying don't let the nice things have you. Point blank, I worshipped everything I saw. But now I know that all of my worship belongs to God, yeah. From the fancy cars, big rolls of cash. Now I realize that all this stuff is gonna pass. Done with all that. Done with all that. I'm done with all that. I'm done with all that. I worshipped everything that I thought I needed. But now with God in my life, I feel completed. I'm done with all that. Done with all that. I'm done with all that. I'm done with all that. I am man, so I will sin. We know that. We passed that. But I am saved, I am free from the grave. Anything that I did before, my mistakes, homeboy, wash away. He forgives me for my evil ways. But for some reason, I wanna stay. Acting like I'm unforgiven so that I will pay for what I did, and that is dangerous. See, I was stuck, I didn't know that I also had to let me go. Forgive myself. See, I read this in Matthew 6. It said, forgive those who hurt you, and God will forgive you. But if you don't, then He won't. See, I didn't realize it was me hurting me. So in order for God to forgive me, I had to forgive me. I put myself in chains, a slave to my sins. But that was back then. I'm forgiven. I'm done with all that. 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 He forgave me, so I forgive myself. I'm sick of drowning in my shame and my guilt. I'm done with all that. I'm done with all that. I'm done with all that. I'm done with all that.
I did the music biz, signed the contracts, did the videos, even paid Greg Mack. I partied late nights, told my body not to fight it. I promise I was so high, no way I can hide it. But when the smoke cleared and the high was gone, the aftertaste was bittersweet, but I was headstrong. I had to have it all, even if it took my life. Thought I could handle it, but the cost was too high. Then my mama said, boy, you need Jesus. I used to mock her, but this time it was different. She led me in a prayer that was so simple. When I stood up on my feet, the whole weight of sin was lifted. Now the life I live is not for the thrill. I died for Jesus, but not a record deal. I surrender all my passions and desires, so the work I do for Christ won't get burned up in the fire. I met the big execs, song ranked them checks, jumped through hoops for their attention like a train pet. I'm done with all that. Done with all that. Done with all that. I'm done with all that. I used to chase the carrot like a silly rabbit. It left me many sorrows, I had to break that habit. I'm done with all that. Done with all that. Done with all that. I'm done with all that.
Right and good that I want to do, it just never happens. But everything I hate and despise, I end up doing. I mean, it's a battle. Yo, David Lee, that's a crazy dude. Sometimes I don't understand why he does what he do. And if I didn't know better, I would say he was a fool. He knows right from wrong, but the verse he doesn't choose. He makes his own rules. Why knowing God's truths? I tell him, check yourself, dude. You acting real confused. Tell others how to win, but you choose to lose. Yeah, day I don't understand, man, you feel what I'm saying? Cause me, daily, I'm on another road, in the opposite direction. And nah, I ain't trying to hate, but yo, get yourself straight. Cause who you are is at stake, that's why it's love, hate. And we always debate about who's the real problem and who's to blame. Cause either way you flip it, we putting us both to shame. Christ is who I claim, and you, I don't know. But what really sounds slang is that we're one and the same.
That's a good question right there. Who you love? Why would you settle for anything less than the one that can set you free? Hey, there, you got a journey ahead of you. Let me talk to you, brother. I'm on a road to redemption, trying to fight through the traffic, trying to hold to the scriptures, hoping that my life would match it. Saying the old time religion that'll divide into fractions. Sometimes it's hard to see Jesus through all the minor distractions. That's why I'm open and honest, writing my life in these chapters, writing the teachers and preachers that give insight from a passage. I'm one of ya. I know the struggle, how the slightest infraction can kill off every desire to give a Christ your affections. Through all the lights and the action that be quelling the flame, but where the sights and attractions, cause they be telling the play. These are the Bible the tractors, they tend to tuck us away. They tend to quiet our bashes until there's nothing to say. This for the ministers, dinner served on the plate that is golden, holding the prominent position. Look at the rate that is growing, I'm urging you. Stay focused, don't get cocky and slip. The hardest time to stay focused is when you prosper with strength.
Man, it's real. When you're the highest up, we tend to battle our flesh. And our love sometimes becomes misplaced. And then you got so far to fall. But you know what? I'm glad to know we serve a God who's a God of restoration. He's the one who restores with the locusts ate away. We're grateful. So grateful.
Yo, that track was Day Lee featuring The Truth. The song is called Love Hate. Definitely go pick up that project. He has it available on his website. Just Google Day Lee and you can get that joint called the Progression, I believe, man. Pick that up. I got the King and I with us. Man, first of all, let's talk about the King and I. Well, where did that name come from, man? Because that name is like I watch a lot of older movies, right? So I seen a movie called The King and I. You know what I'm saying? Is that where y'all picked that from? Yeah. You guys get that from there?
Hey, Carson. Okay. That was actually kind of like a funny story because like when me and my brother's ministry was like coming up with us, like we were like trying to get our stuff together, like what our name would be. We could not think of anything. We like made like thousands and thousands of lists. We're like, man, I do not know what to call ourselves. You know what I mean? And one fateful night when me and my brother were sleeping in our room, and we were all like just sleeping, right? And my big dad. But in that room,
man.
And yo, the King and I.
We were like, okay, we are sleeping.
We're
all like, man,
what's in the room?
Black dude come out. No, I'm like, man, what you talking about? I was like, the King and I. Like,
yeah, but see what happened? Like my dad and my sister were just kind of like thinking of like ways that or think of names that we can call ourselves, whatever. So the origin of it is pretty much my sister and my dad just kind of putting their heads together for it.
Yeah.
And we like went along with it because we're all like, you know, that actually like does kind of stand out, that does kind of sound tight. And so we just went along with that, the King and I. And the meaning of the King and I, because a lot of people tend to get kind of confused on that. They're like, so is Shem the King and Seth is the I? I'm all like, no. No, like, what the meaning of it is that since Christians have a very personal relationship with God, it's pretty much saying that like the King, which is like the main thing in our lives, it's pretty much saying the King and I, how the King is way more important than the I, because we lowercase the I to make it really stand out that like whatever we're trying to do is really for the King, and like we're like just like the little I within the ministry. So that's what the King and I, like, that's what the King and I actually like really mean.
Yeah, so it's capital K-I-N-G, lowercase I.
Yeah.
Dope, man. So let's talk about you guys getting started now. I mean, you guys are 16, still young bucks in the game, you dig?
Yeah.
But when did you guys get started, man? And how did you guys get started? Was it just like, let's just start going, doing some music? What happened?
Well, again, I mean, my parents literally, I mean, we, again, seem to do music and all that stuff. I mean, me and Seth had technically been rapping since we were five. But when it was like a little cute thing, you know what I mean? That's kind of when like my parents would be like, we have our twin boys and they rap, and like it would be like a little cute thing, right? But then the origin of our ministry is just again, as we saw our parents do what they do, God had kind of put a gift in our hearts to do it, to do music. And I wouldn't say that it was only because we saw our dad rapping that's the reason why we do it, but I honestly believe that God really put this gift in our heart and a passion to do music like this, to do Christian hip hop, and to go with it, just believing in God that's what He wanted to do with our purpose. And our main ministry though is really family, because our whole entire thing is really the family business, because, the origin is always good when, like, we talk about your parents and, like, you see what they do and stuff, but really what we saw as a family is that we all as one travel and we trust in God, you know what I mean? Because that's, like, really our main thing is family.
No, that's really what's up, man. I think that's tight. Y'all are like the second generation Christian hip hoppers. You know what I'm saying? This is the second time that I heard of this. There was another artist named The Messenger. He's all the way in the Midwest, man. And his dad was a Christian rapper as well. So it's like, man, it's tight seeing another generation instead of them say, hey, man, my dad was a Christian rapper. Let me go be a secular rapper. Nah, I'm going to be a Christian rapper. It shows that
that is, pick it up.
Yeah, it shows not only that you were influenced, but they influenced it in Christianity at first instead of just the music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They raised them up in those ways, man. So I think that's tight, man. Let me ask you guys, what's one of the testimonies, like a young person has said about you guys' music, man? Let me ask the other brother, man. What is a testimony somebody has said, or what are some things people are saying about your guys' music?
Let me think. Well, like, with like more of a general sense, we've actually been to like a lot of youth groups. We've like met like a lot of teenagers during this tour, or like just in general. And many Christian teenagers have like told us like I never like really seen any teenager that really do what we do, but like how we look confident in what we believe in, like what we do, but like, for God. So they always look at us like we have set like some type of new standard, which is like a blessing. So like people have, like teenagers have told me and my brother like many times that we like really just like touch their lives based mainly because we're teenagers too, because they've seen adults do it many times. You know what I mean? They've seen adults stand for Christ and really live their life out for them. But one thing that I believe that we lack for like the youth of God is that like really just standing up and they're really taking their place. So that blesses people like across America or like just the world in general. So they've said that they're blessed for our ministry just purely based that we're teenagers, because teenagers have sin has taken the toll. Sin has taken the toll.
Yeah.
Over the teenagers, you know what I mean? So that's always a blessing to hear.
That's really what's up, man. Look, we're going to go to your guys' song, I Will. Somebody share with me what this whole track is about, man. What's this? Go ahead.
Really, plainly, I will, man. What we're really talking about is just really having a purity as a teenager to keep ourselves for the women of God that God has for us in our lives. And, you know, to really wait and to actually... make it clear and plain to really everybody around us that okay, look, you know what, we're not going to give ourselves away. You know what I mean? Until that ring is on our finger, we're not going to be sleeping with nobody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just to really keep our body and keep ourselves pure for that woman or guy that got put in our lives, you know what I mean? Just to really wait for her. It's more of like a kind of like a love song to her, wherever she might be, you know what I mean? Just stay prayed up, to keep ourselves for it.
That's what's up, man. This is how you do sex the right way. Check this joint out. Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Church boys with a purity ring saying that I'ma wait until I get married. But honestly, none of that stuff even really matters to me. Cause I know at the end, you're gonna be worth it. Let's go. See, I've been around the world, yeah. Been a lot of places, seen a lot of pretty girls, some of them, they don't got much to offer. They don't know what you love is, they never met my father. So I guess it makes sense, they only want one night. When you pour out here, it's looking for a light.
Gotta be patient, not going out there chasing. No. Why? Cause time will be wasted. Dudes looking at me like I'm crazy. Uh-huh. They think that if it's offered, yes, why not go and get it if you can? I'm looking back at them, I'm a one woman man. I'm just another kid trying to follow God's plan.
And it would be a dream to get on my knees and put that ring up on your finger, and treat you like a man should, like Christ in the church. I'ma love you even when I'm hurt. Girl, grab my hand and we can run together. We can spread the love of God and rep Christ together. Hey, when I say I do, girl, I mean forever. Will I ever leave you? That's a never, never. Yes, I will, and I will. I'ma keep myself for you, and I will, girl, you know that I will. I'ma keep myself for you, and I will, yes I will. I'ma keep myself for you, and I will, girl, you know that I will. Girl, I'm always for you.
People always asking, why aren't you dating? I answer them and say, homeboy, I'm waiting to chase that special gaudy lady by the hand. But they don't understand, they might say play equals man. But playing with these girls' hearts, man, that's not cool. See, when I get my baby, I'ma show them what it do. It's all because of you that I'm in submission. I wanna show my 100% appreciation. Only go to you when my heart needs some ventilation. To offer you the world, nah, that's the worst present. But I'll give you my heart, cause that's what Christ is living. See, my love is imperfect, so it's His I'm giving. I promise to love God more. Here's if I don't, our relationship won't flow. These other girls gonna have to wait for they own. Cause you beat them at the love game, baby, they got owned. I granted three you, cause you also love the granted three too. And if I had to choose between you and the hottest girl in school, I choose you twice, cause you are my future wife.
And I will, yes I will, and I will, I'ma keep myself for you.
And I will, girl, you know that I will. I'ma keep myself for you. And I will, yes I will. I'ma keep myself for you. And I will, girl, you know that I will. Girl, I'm always for you. Yes I will, and I will. I'ma keep myself for you. And I will, girl, you know that I will. I'ma keep myself for you. And I will, yes I will. I'ma keep myself for you. And I will, girl, you know that I will. Girl, I'm away for you.
They blowing kisses, okay. Or if they blowing disses, okay. Man, I can't tell the difference. I'm so focused on my mission. You catch me in the kitchen, okay. I'm whipping up a vision, okay. And if you think I'm tripping, I'll forgive you in a minute, hey. Distractions can forget it, the moment that I finish, okay. I promise I'ma share the recipe and do the dishes. They calling me to kick, okay. It, but homie, I ain't with it, okay. Cause wasting any time only go against the premise. Since we ain't playing tennis, that racket get the diminished. The only thing in mind, man, handle kingdom business. Two reasons I'm infinite, my purpose and my witness. No drama and no comma, ball running like a sentence. Every
cause this is all I know, man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war, cause this is all I know, man, this is all I know. All I know, man, this is 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 all I know, that's why I go.
This ain't a game, I can't do this off my key. Let my song align with yours, walk with God, stay on my feet. Spit my lines, get on my beat. Open my eyes, I won't be sleep. Gotta go to war if I wanna live free. Living that lie, it won't be me. Made up my mind, I gotta be a G. All that means is I bow to the three. Battle for the M-I-N-D. Enemy, I target me. Walk with God, so awkwardly. It's not my neck, did across my T. And got my eye, and live my dream. I'd rather choose death, and live obscene. It's all I know, it's all I need. To please my flesh, it's how I breathe. Ignore my soul and watch him breathe. I worship lust and glorify things. I love my sin, it's my disease. It's all I know, it's all I need. I'm wrapped in lies, I watch him bleed. I write my plans, create my scheme. You tell me truth, get off my team. This is my life, I watch him bleed. Murder myself, my soul I feed. Close that book, get off my knees. How to love me, it's all I see. How to love me and watch him bleed. I cut this beat, I felt so free. I'm never gonna stop going at the enemy. Cause this is war.
Cause this is all I know, man, this is all I know, man. This is all I know, man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war, cause this is all I know, man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war.
Man, this is all I know, man, this is all I know.
If you really
are hungry, man, this is all
what
I know.
God has,
man, this is
you,
all I know. Man, this is all
then
I
you
know.
Have no problem,
man, this is all I know.
Chasing that thing down every day, reading, praying, believing, walking, teaching, chasing, relentless, every day.
So, yeah, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV.
streaming network. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus.
Gina.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Okay, God, my life's a mess, so I'm praying. What do you want from me?
Do you have a wallet?
Yeah. There's $4 in it.
I'll take it.
Great, no problem.
Do you have a savings account?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
A business?
Yeah, I'm about to go bankrupt.
I'll take it.
You can have it.
And your car?
My car? Fine, take it.
Do you have a family?
Yeah, I suppose you want them too.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, wait a minute. I've given you everything but the shirt off my back.
I'll take it.
Great!
John, I have a wallet, a savings account, car...
I'm real happy for you, God.
Take care of them for me.
What?
Take these possessions and handle them properly. And treat this family with care. Remember, they belong to me.
What are you willing to give back to God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
We go to war. That was the homie Victory on Yada the King Radio, man. And I'm chilling with the King and I. And since this is like a special interview, they got a tour coming to the Seattle area, man. They are in Seattle's premises, you know what I'm saying, the surrounding area of, I think y'all in Tacoma right now chilling. But we getting it in with them. And, man, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the fun facts, man, so people know a little bit more about y'all. And this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to ask the question, and we're going to go in alphabetical order. So which one of – who actually – no, we're going to do this. Which one was born first? Was it Seth or Shem?
Yeah, it was Seth, me.
Okay, so Seth gets to answer him first just because he came out the womb first.
I see how it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Hey,
I see.
Shem, I got love for you, though. You know what I'm saying? But – he gets to answer him first, all right? So, Seth, man, this is what I'm going to ask you, bro. What's your favorite color, man? And do you like rocking that color in your wardrobe?
You know, I actually don't have a favorite color.
What?
In the shoes. Yeah, no, but...
All right, we're going to go to Shim then, man. Shim, what's your favorite color, Shim?
Oh, dang. All right, no. I got, like, three favorite colors. I got white, black, and gray.
I'm at one.
White, black, and silver. White, black, and silver. I'm sorry, I can't pick between those. So those are like my favorite colors.
So you a Raiders? You a Raiders fan then?
No, man, no. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, snap.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man.
Snap.
Let's see, man. I'm gonna ask y'all this, man. You guys into sports at all, man? Did you guys grow up playing sports at all?
Surprisingly,
no,
not, man.
Okay.
Not one bit.
And literally, I think music was our sport, to be honest with you.
so let me ask you guys this. What's the last album you guys have picked up, or what's the last album you guys have heard that you were just feeling that you can't stop playing?
Man, that Pro CD, man.
Pro, man. Die to Live.
Dang, they both said the same thing. So, see, and since they're twins, you know what I'm saying, you might get a lot of the stuff that y'all like a lot. Does that happen a lot where you guys both like the exact same thing, or do you guys see yourself?
Oh, yeah, man.
Go ahead.
We actually pretty much like the same exact thing all the time.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, man, to be honest with you, it's almost like you're talking to the same person. I mean, like, that's like, for real. I mean, like, you're talking to the same person, just two different people.
Giving you a problem on this, man.
No, that's what's up, man. So what is the twins' favorite food, man?
Oh,
Asian
food, okay. Man. We might differ. Now, Seth is like he's like an Asian food, like crazy dude. But like, to be honest with you, I think my favorite kind of food is soul food. I need my cornbread. I need my grits. I need all that.
Yeah,
I need it.
Asian food all the way, man.
So what's your brother's favorite food? Tell us, what's your favorite food, man?
which brother?
I mean, your twin. The other one, you can answer. What's your favorite color or favorite food?
My favorite food is actually Asian food. So, like, just pretty much anything like Japanese or Chinese, man. Like, I'd be on that all day. Lord knows.
That's,
I pick that over anything.
That's what it is, man. So, you guys, let me ask you guys this, man. Do you guys cook?
Do we cook?
You know what? No, I mean, I don't really cook. The only thing I can cook, okay, is like eggs. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm able to put some toast in like the toaster. I can do that. That counts.
Man, that ain't gonna count, man. I done had gourmet chefs on the show, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where they say, oh yeah, I cook this or I cook that. So the toast, I don't think the fans is gonna like that, man. They ain't gonna like that joint, man. So,
oh man,
what about your brother, man? What, can you cook? Hey, now waffles is you can throw waffles down.
It's an art, man.
I would probably say that I can cook well. It's probably like a good omelet, man. I think making some bomb omelets.
Tight.
About it though, like, I've been hooking it up myself.
So look, let me tell you what the difference was between you and your brother. You said one said he could cook eggs, the other one said he can make great omelets. Like, see now,
hey,
he was like, look, wait. He said eggs don't count. Hey man, I can make a great omelet, man. You know, this is the kind of stuff that y'all get if you watch us live on YattaTheKing.com, man. This is the fun facts that we like to have, man. And that's really what's up. Let me ask you this, man. And I'm going to ask Seth first. What books have you read that have really inspired your walk with God or your life in general?
You know, surprisingly, I don't read a lot of books.
Like, okay.
I think
it's about the Bible, man.
Job would probably have to be my favorite Bible book that I've read so far. Because, like, man, like, that dude went through some mess, man. Like, he went through some hard times, but, like, yeah, he still, like, kept it up for Christ, though. So, that book, like, really blessed me, like tenfold, though. Makes me realize, like when I, like, smile during tribulation, like, and that kind of stuff. So, that book will probably have to be, like, one of my favorites. Look at Job.
Tight, man. What about you, Shem? What book in the Bible inspired you, man?
There's only have to be one because I got like two.
Yeah, no, you good, man.
So one of my favorite books in the Bible is actually James. Man, that book right there is raw. He's real plain and simple about what he's talking about. I've always loved that about James, and it's always been a real good book with packed with a whole bunch of stuff that you can really use in your Christian walk. And another one is the First and Second Corinthians. Like, I love those two. Man, I mean, like, man, the Bible is filled with a whole bunch of stuff, but there are certain things that work for me more. James is definitely one of them. And I love James. I can read that thing all day.
Tight,
yeah,
man.
It's a short book, that's why. Hey, what book you read all day?
Okay. Hey, it's short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Nah, I can dig that, man. It's a good book, though, man. I wouldn't knock it out, man. So that's really what it is. We chilling, doing the fun facts, man, with the homies joining us, the King and I, man. And they talked about their name and all that. If you want to hear that, if you missed that part, you can always go to YattaTheKing.com and hear, you know what I'm saying, the whole podcast. Check that out, man. We would love to get y'all to check that out. Let me see, man. I'm trying to think of some other fun facts that I need to find out about the King and I, man. Because you guys is twins. Okay, let me ask you this, man. It's a game night with you guys and the family. What game are you guys about to play, man? What game would Seth like to play? And then we're going to find out what game Shem would like to play.
Man, You talking like 360 or what?
It could be a video. It could be a video game. It could be a board. Actually, let's do like board games. That kind of game stuff.
Oh man. Man, I mean, to be honest with you, we don't really play too much board games.
Come on, man. You got to give me one board game that you guys have played.
Come on now. I know, but, I mean, you got to look at the times. I mean, we're in 2011. I mean, it's all about video games. I mean, who played board games on board? And,
okay.
Oh, yeah, bring up the board game, dude.
So what video game?
Got 360 in the back. I'm like,
what video game,
man? All right, man, if it's a good night and I want to play a game, it's going to have to be Fallout 3, man.
If
anybody out there knows about Fallout 3, I mean, like, I might sound kind of nerdy saying that, but that game is my game.
Ooh.
Now, what is Fallout 3? I never even heard of that.
What? Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to have to jump off the radio station now.
Yeah, man, we can't get out here now, man.
I can't believe it.
What is it?
Hey, wait. You definitely need to check out that. Okay, Fallout 3 is like everything. Okay, it's an adventure game, right? It's like this gigantic free roam thing. It's the story is that an atomic bomb hit the Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole entire world jacked up. And like you got like these missions and stuff. Like you got to sign up. Matter of fact, you know what? I should just stop because I will go on forever. I will.
Man, you made that game.
I said it will go on forever
because
this is my game.
No, that's what's up, man. I didn't mean to disrespect you since I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, the game. But it's all good. I'm going to ask you guys this, man. If you two had to go to eat somewhere, now I know you guys like two different foods, but where would you guys go? What's your favorite restaurant?
Man, for me, that would have to be Thai Spice. That place is bomb.
Say it again.
Thai Spice. That's
a
joint out in California.
Okay.
Thai Spice is one of the best places I've
ever been. That's your favorite place to eat?
Well, I'm a favorite, but it's the first thing that comes to mind, so I guess. I don't know. But but that place is like, man, I'm surprised. I'm going there all day.
Yeah, your brother is even shocked. He found out a fun fact about his twin brother. Check that out. What about you, man?
I almost feel like I don't know you now. Favorite soul food place to go to, man, let me think. Yeah, you know, there's this really great place in Chicago. There's a place called Hillary's, right? Man, if you're ever in the Illinois area, you need to go check out Hillary's. Hillary's has some, that barbecue is bomb. Oh my goodness. Woo-hoo! Those ribs, sis, and ends, man. All you need is those ribs and a piece of bread, and you good. That's all you need.
Now I'm gonna say this. That sounds like my kind of food right there, man. But we got facts in with the twins, man. Let's go to this next track from y'all called The Spa. Let us know what this is all about, man.
All right, so
you ready,
Wilder?
All right. The song called Spa is about how the church should like really be welcoming and a place of rest for people to, you know, get the stuff all off their chest during the week. So what inspired that song was like we've seen like so many churches that have been like so not doing what God's word says as like being there for people and really being a place of refuge. So Spa is really about the church, how the church should like really be a place of a place of peace and like rest, you know, with the other things. So that's what Spa is all about. So yeah.
All right, so we're gonna hop into this jam on Yada the King Radio. Y'all don't go nowhere. Check this out, man. It's got a smooth feel. It's like the spa. Let's go.
Man, I got beat this week, so I'm feeling super duper weak.
like I need to get this off of me. Somebody I ain't shopping me. I will go to church, but lately we've been acting crazy. People up and fighting, we slowly dividing. Last I checked, I was able to get back with love like an egg roll, but no more. All we do is just disturb the spa next door. And my spirit was so sore. All I need is a touch from the Lord, but I just don't know where to go. I just don't know where to go. Now, ay, we need to get away from this godforsaken world and its crazy ways. Church used to be my resort. Now it seems I must resort to something else, but I know very well there's nothing else. We used to be family, charge each other's batteries, but through all these tribulations, we should work out patience. Cause patience, experience, and experience is hope. So through this, we cope until God restores. I don't know how it got this way. Seems I rest in peace, ran away. Oh Lord, please show us one day. Until then, we will all pray and learn the way how church is supposed to be. And I'm guessing next time, Lord, we should let you in.
We should be able to come and get the stress off and worship on God. It should feel like a Messiah. It should feel like family. And not just trying to fight. We on a seat. It should feel like a spa.
Life, I've been dealing with a lot of stress, searching for some kind of rest. Never really did get my best. If life was a test, then I got an F minus. And to be honest, lately I've been considering Jesus, but I gotta take baby steps, cause I grew up around skeptics. Yeah, look, and I'm tired of all this mess. Got a lot of pain in my back. Need a place that I can relax. Somewhere I can get this off my chest. So I'ma give the house a got one chance. Yeah. And at first glance, it said find peace here on the dough. I'm like, for sure, I'ma give that a go. When I step into the church, did nothing but add to the hurt. Everybody walk right by me, pointing and laughing. Man, they just treat me like dirt. I struggle with lust. You know, these girls rocking miniskirts. Did I mention that the pastor cursed? Everybody dispersed. We in the same building, but everybody got their own turf. South can't put a hand in a purse. Yeah. And it wasn't his mama's. Let me tell you something, man. Look, I don't need all the extra drama. And it's pretty darn obvious that God didn't really want to change them. So why would he want to change me? Clearly, man, he don't want to hear me, so I'm gone. Hey, look, check it out. When people step into the house of God, you know, it really shouldn't be like this, like, negative vibe in the air. We should be there with, like, open arms, ready to receive them and just love on them. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it should feel something kind of like this.
We should be able to come and get the stress off and worship on God. It should feel like a Messiah. It should feel like family. And not just trying to fight. Hey, honestly, it should feel like a spa.
Let that horn blow.
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 son of the Most High, and the sky go crack and light up like 4th July on the rear, cause it be that. The world gon' bow and see that out of love and adoration, or because it broke their kneecap.
Red lines in hood, you can feel it in your gut. Got a praise in your stomach, go ahead, throw it up. Broke a couple struts from my socks inside, burning up 59, trying to get this weird eye. My. You can tell how we talk, that we come from the south. I rap for the king, go hard for the house. I sit to see a book when I open my mouth. I'ma keep going till my time is up. Cut a crimp, me a sprint, so I had to pull up. Got my mind right, got the time right, got the rhyme right. Now the rhymes are right, being born precise. No, they really need it, or they think that they don't want it. I'ma walk out since the money, got a conquer all opponents. Opposition, obsolete, I don't compete with coming thieves. Set the 2 to 3,000, boy, I rip a high.
When that horn get the sign, holy, we out of here.
I'll say you're coming back.
Deuces up.
Construction work up with a pen, build a truth up in the sun. Got the blueprints from the love, so the fine foundation strong. I ain't gonna lie, still on the grind. Got another law coming, we running out of time. Make a tongue on the dime, cause man, if you don't, you made this gift, so left behind. You don't understand, well, can't let the Lord leave me. I got a mansion in the sky, why stay here with these TPs? I ain't whining, come see, C-I-B, be what he say. I got a gift manufacturing, heaven, but you calling that wordplay. It's cool, bro, whatever float your boat, I'm still in rehab. A crate next door. I'm about to go over and bar some soap, boy. I forgot he overdosed. Comatose, we dead to this place. The book of giant told me to my face. This is what I gotta do so I can be safe. Confess his name and it's sober, baby. Done deal, been done pod. And if you ain't bothered me, don't bother. Not no dollar, nobody gon' separate me from my father.
When that horn get the sign, holy, we out of here.
I'll say you coming back.
Deuces up.
The mic and start rhyming. Die the king who don't need no diamond. Shining, put me on stage, I gotta find him. Representing him with all that I got. If you hot without him, you not. Told so many people in the world that the king's coming through. If you don't got him, your soul will rot. I'm not about to let that happen. I got purpose rapping. Hidden agenda, soul snatching. Take me off stage, I'm still in action. Preaching the word till the rapture happens. The king's coming through right now. Make way, he's coming out my mouth. Christ is the Lord and he died for the sins of the world. And he rose and there ain't no doubt. I'm out.
May let them horns blow till they get tired. Don't be frightened. Skirt, it's just me and I'm so fueled on fire. Flames be the team up with the flamethrower. Put us on the front line and we represent. Fill the place up, up inside out. They echo possess what we haven't seen. That's why we shine, we ride for me. That's why he died, who lie. It's a seed that's planted on the inside. King coming through so the crowd get live. Now so blow them horns, blow them horns. Don't be ashamed to make it loud. But how you live and not your
mind. When that horn get the sound, holy, we out of here.
I say you coming back.
Deuces up.
Blow, that was the homie, man, featuring everybody, man. He's called Gifted the Flamethrower, featuring the Frontliners, featuring Trey Nine, and another person. I can't remember her name right now, but that's all good, man. I'm with the King and I. They got my back, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but check this out, man. They are twins, but they don't like the same food, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still shocked about it. And one of them said his favorite restaurant. And if you just got on the show, I actually recorded the fun facts for y'all to check it out this time on Yada the King Radio, man. It's real cool, man. We getting it in. But we're going to talk about the topic of the day, and that's being young and saved, man. You cats are both 16 years old. What are some things that will make it difficult being young but staying saved? And I'm going to ask Shim. Go ahead.
Man, well, you know, really speaking of, like, being saved or even not, I mean, like, just, like, the generation that we are in right now, it's just, it's hard to be, to stay away from certain things because I've noticed that, like, through, like, a lot of the youth today, like, we're just falling into like a lot of sin. And really one thing that a couple of things that especially Christian teenagers really need to start dealing with is I would say staying pure is definitely a huge one, because really a lot of times what we see adults doing is a lot of crazy stuff, you know what I mean? Like through movies, through like the music, through like the magazines and everything, and we always want to chase this image that God doesn't really want us to be. And especially as young people, because our minds are still being molded, you know, a lot of us just kind of want to chase this dream of being rich, this dream of getting all this money and all that stuff. And you know, being young and saved, it's a different kind of battle now, especially for like our parents back in the day, because a lot more things are being thrown at us. A lot of things are trying to like just take down our generation, because I honestly truly believe that the devil does not want this generation to stand. And you know, just like the pressures and all the pride and everything that really comes. To be honest with you, I honestly think that young people, young Christians and everything like that are almost like struggling with the exact same things that a lot of the adults do, because we always want to chase being older. We always want to chase the like, oh man, like I'm old enough to do this now, and I want to do this because I saw my favorite rapper do that. And you know, there are many struggles, and being young and saved is like just trying to keep and stand your ground through all this like becoming our way, through all the pressure and everything like that. So being young, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, that's what's up, man. And I'm asking Seth the same question, man. What are some things that you see? Because you might see a few different things that your brother might have seen and just didn't name. But what are some things that make it difficult for young people to stay saved?
Man, for that subject, I would say that probably the main thing is trying to fit in. Is the main thing that mostly all the teenagers like really struggle with. Because, like, everybody wants to be with everybody, you know what I mean? Like, pretty much everyone I know wants to be within that group. Pretty much everyone I know that like really just wants to be cool, which is fine. I guess like for like a certain limit of that, like that's fine to want to, you know, be cool, whatever. But there's like a certain limit that we all pass at some point, I think. But me being a Christian teenager, I had to like really look at it in a different light. And the way that I kind of see it, me being a Christian teenager, is like, okay, so I see all my friends or all the teenagers trying to be cool, trying to fit in. But once you like really like sit back and look at it, it's almost like, okay, so what's the cool group following? You know what I mean? Like, what if they like, because once you like really look at it, pretty much everybody is trying to follow each other, right? Mm-hmm. The people are trying to follow the crowd, but what's the crowd like really following? But at the end of the day, I didn't know that the devil wants to lead them to death. So I didn't know that the devil is mainly behind the whole scene of you know, the quote unquote cool kids. So I feel like remind myself every now and then that like, yeah, they look like they're free, they look like they're having fun in their life, but really they're bounded by their own mess and their own sin. So the thing that I try to do like most is to literally hate the norm. I have to keep myself in that place of like hate being the same as everybody else, because I know that God has called us to be different. And to stand out in the crowd and not be in the crowd, but to be the alternative of a teenager.
Tight, man. I like the way that they explained that. Man, you can't go wrong with that, man. I'm going to ask you guys real quickly, man. I think that kind of covers the whole thing, man. Let's not fit in with the crowd, man. Let's be leaders, as he said. They're looking for people to follow. Everybody wants to be the follower, but God has called us to be leaders. And man, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to this next song by Jay Johnson called Go on Yada the King Radio. Let's check this out, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Go. begging and playing, I'm planning to stop you. And I'm me by myself, the spirit of Papa. The iron is flying and flying and dying. Look in the eyes of truth and tell them you lying. This tear's not a new song, dance. You can dance if you want, but still listen, man. I'm humble as pie, I'm trusting in God. You trust him and live, deny him, you die. My pains are for real, you feel them inside. Your tears are tattered cause you no longer cry. Not a tattered tear, body won't shout it. I'm not gangsta, I just care, but those are mine. God's gift, I just body the beat. Killing it, feeling them in that murder street. You murder to eat, got hands and weeps. The Lord is so good, he's showing you see. Like Lee, that's him. That's not a power with me. You'll see that's grim. Reap what I sow, the flow so bananas. I do this for them banging, hanging bandanas. Smooth like Banderas, Joe so loco. What's up to my Washington fam? T on the promo. The capital is heaven, capital number 7 complete. This love alone will sweep you off your feet. So my fam in the back, all thick like meat. We ain't clutching on them cats, we strong in meat. What up to Reap? Dog, let's go hard. We can do this for the kids, the squad, and I got. Tubbing on Christ, cause narrow is the road. Some people in the building, but they hearts soon broad. I bust the rhymes and flip my squads. Yeah, 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 oh my God. Some say I'm fake, but God is judge. And I won't budge, nah, I won't budge. Shovel, I'm done with the devil. I'm out of the pit, I like it like this. My God is the mark, you hit a glitch. Bullseye boy, why not joy? Out of space like Elroy, I don't toy. Rough like Tonka, out of your time. You got my rhymes, you out of your mind. They play with the fire and aim at your top. You're screaming why I'm asking, why don't you stop? Red light, green light, let's go. This is the gospel, it's out of control. I aim the flame too, I aim at your soul. Can do it fast, so I'll do it slow. I chase some dough, but I wouldn't mind dough. No, no compromise, you get it, let's go.
No harm, yeah. The game gets confusing when the snake is the charmer. So I tell my spine to add more weight to the bar, sir. My biceps bulge, make the pecs pop. Endure the pain until my trainer makes the rest
resist
stop.
Sin, resist sin, that's a constant repetition.
Okay.
Quitting is not an option, run the race until it's finished.
Hold up, wait a minute.
What?
I just had an epiphany. I can't get my weight up if I don't have no consistency.
Okay,
I let you have that tip for free. I hope you won't ignore it.
Nope.
Sin separates from God like the phone jack on the cordless. Call me SpongeBob, cause the scriptures I absorb it. Now I can Air Jordan all out of your orbit.
Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up.
sin, cause I bow with the works. Instead of worshiping God, I be worshiping strength. I know it ain't worth my sins, that'll never work out. Plus the verse shall end. Philippians 2:12-13. I can only work out what God works in. Slow it down. For every struggle, I'm growing another muscle. I know I tussle with more than just a flash. It's the double threat of the world plus the devil. By faith, I'm going to another level as long as God's my king.
Devil is a liar, I'm not tired. I am just getting started. I done drank my shake, done double my weight, incline, pushing that bucket. Not mad at dumbbells, I squat, press, shrug like a rhodium. If they need a spotter at the altar, my muscle will hold them. See, all God's ways are free for you to build your muscle. Get in shape for the race, not for demonic tussle. Make heaven your goal, get your fate up. That word inflate up, cleanse out what you ate up. Straight up, put your plate up, get your weight up.
Listen, I ain't of this world, fam, shout out to Pluto. Yeah. But I got my weight up, Cincinnati sumo. On my Romans 12, that's the least that I could do so. Worship my life, I call it the Hallelujah Show. Put the message in my rap like Bazooka Show. That's a fact of life drama, this my tootie flow. I said, yes, Shekinah, I ain't who they used to know. Gun in the mic, but had to let one of them two go.
Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
Slim, better get that weight up, hit that gym. You been on that scrawny tip for too long, sitting in front of that TV trying to be holy, fronting like you strong. Boy, what you on? Better hop above that futon. Get up in the world like Microsoft, cause that world goes on when the mics go off. And when the mic goes off, did your light go off? If so, better flip that switch, we fit behind that cross.
I wanna grow stronger, wanna go longer. I don't wanna be half and half like an Arnold Palmer. I want great faith, I want to endure. The Lord is so good, that's why I want more.
That's why I'm always on the bench, like I'm third string. While others stay on Twitter, I call them Bird Kings. The cross is the ball, sin is the weight. I press out of love, let's go beyond great.
Get your weight up, get your weight up. Get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, you can do it. 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 Get your weight up, get your weight up. Get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it.
You can do it. K-Drama, the remix, Get Your Weight Up, featuring, like, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? Caleb Starr. If I start naming them, I'm gonna forget some, you dig? But I got the homies, the King and I. They explained their name. They talked about what it means to be young and saved, man. And they had some good pointers for y'all, man. Hey, for the people that are wondering, like, man, this is our first time hearing y'all, man. We're trying to get your guys' music. How can they do that, man? Where can they go find y'all?
Well, man, it's actually very simple. Just go up to the curtain. I mean, really, all you gotta type in is thefamilybusiness.com, THA, thefamilybusiness.com. And really, that's really the hub of like all of our music, our Twitters, our Facebook, and everything, Reverb Nations, and everything like that. You can find all of our links about who we are, bios, and everything, music, all that stuff is on that website. Again, it's THA, familybusiness.com, thefamilybusiness.com.
Okay, so it sounded like the younger cats won how y'all was going to spell the when y'all was making the family decision. But that's really what's up, man. Any last words you guys got to share with the people, man, that are out here listening?
My last words will probably be, for all the Christians out there are listening right now, from a young teenager, just keep running your race, man. Forgive yourself whenever you fall. Smile during tribulations, and keep God first at all times. And never forget that that we are the wall within the world. The reason why the world hasn't gotten in complete chaos yet is because we're still here. And because of that we're still here, we have to keep occupying until God comes back for us. So y'all know what it is, man. Just keep running your race, man. Keep fighting. and stay prayed up, amen.
That's what's said.
Yeah, and one thing that I would like to add is for young Christians out there, man, it's time for us to stand out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've noticed that a lot of young Christians are kind of, they know what their calling is in life, but it's time for us not to be shy. It's time for us not to be aged right. It's time for us to really, really show our friends and everybody around us who the real God is, because people already have a preconceived idea on who God is, but let's show them through our lifestyle and through the way that we are, through our purity and through our conversations with people, that God is real and that He is here to save us. And that if people don't get it right soon, then just to really be that light in this world, because it is getting harder. And I just want to say, just to really stand strong and be in your word, because the word of God is literally the sword to fight through all the darkness that is out there, and to talk to God. Just really, because man, it's getting hard out there, and I know this for a fact, because we've been around a lot of places. But again, just for the youth, just to stand, and let's not be ashamed or be afraid about anything. We have God on our side, man. I mean, we're unstoppable together. But yeah,
that's what it is, man. So y'all got it in with the King and I, man. Y'all continue to stay locked at Yada the King Radio. They also got a tour, the Kingdom Business Tour, coming to y'all. Check out their website.
The family business.
I'm sorry, man. What did I say? The Kingdom Business? Hey.
Yeah.
That's how the Kingdom works, right? So the familybusiness.com, and that's THA familybusiness.com. Check it out to see when they're going to be in your guys' neck of the woods. They've been on tour for 4 months, man. I'm going to interview their parents, the producer, behind the scenes as well, man. We're going to get it in because they made a stop here in Seattle, Washington, man. So for all the young cats out there, man, y'all continue to live for Jesus. Be unique, man. God calls the young because they are strong. You can change your generation, man. Don't let the generations change you. You change them. We out of here. It's Yada the King Radio. Don Christian, the warrior. Let's go.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby,
at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada the King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada the King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada the King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community.
Go to yada.king.com
and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals.
Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom, and stream from the Yada the King mobile app.
We got it again. Do you?
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com. today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com. Hunter Heart Publishing, offer God's heart to a dying world.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.